Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Dave Lennon from Newsday, BT, and, you know, he's listening to the show. He was saying something like, yeah, we were just talking about it, kind of about spending money. Yeah, but it's about spending money wisely, obviously, where, you know, the Yanks, and maybe it's a part of what Larry Fitzgerald said earlier, too. There's also a part of luck involved. Like, nobody thought, now the Yankees made the trade for Grisham, but nobody thought he would have this type of year. He's getting $5 million a year. Like, the Mets are paying Jesse Winker nearly double of what Grisham is making. So, it's, and by the way, I never loved Winker to begin with, but you understand the idea. Like, it's not because they didn't spend. They just spent poorly. Also, maybe not as lucky as they could have been, which sometimes it takes in sports. It's not an excuse, but it is the reality. Like, you can't imagine that the Yanks are going to get this production out of Trent Grisham.
No, I'm not even sure that they should give him a big contract to bring him back despite the massive production this year. Because I don't really know who he is. He's hit 170 and 180 a few times. Now, that's a discussion that we'll get into whenever the Yankee season's over. And obviously, tomorrow's going to be a big Yankee day. Now the pressure's on Judge and the pressure's back on Rodon and Fried's first start as a Yankee and the Red Sox and the whole. It's going to be nuts. But it is, I think you've got to be a great franchise. And when I say great, I don't mean constant championships, but being in the conversation basically as long as the Yankees have, yeah, you're going to have bad luck, but you're also going to create a lot of your own luck there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And
teams like the Mets, and I'm not trying to pile on, but they seem to too infrequently create their own luck over time. Now, I don't mean the occasional lightning in a bottle. They just don't seem to do it as many good things.
I don't know if it's about creating your own luck as opposed to what the Mets did prior with different ownership is something that's being held against them now, where it's only been 5 years of a new ownership. And maybe this is an unlucky season, but they could put themselves in better position to overcome certain areas of bad luck more often than not moving forward. Like, luck is impossible to, there's nothing like, you're unlucky, that's it. It's not just like, oh, the Mets are always unlucky. So I agree to a certain extent. Like, you make your own luck at times. However, if you just go pound for pound, like, the argument could be, well, don't sign Jesse Winker because he's not very good.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that you would pay $5 million a year to have a guy hit 30 homers, that to me is lucky. The Mets last year got lucky with Iglesias. Okay, they made their own luck. Stearns went out and got Iglesias. But it wasn't like they said he's going to be our starting second baseman.
It was a minor league contract.
That's my point. So, okay, they put themselves in a position to benefit from the luck that you had. Iglesias didn't do it again this year. Like,
mm-hmm.
So there is an element to luck. Sports fans don't want to acknowledge it or admit it. It is a reality here. I'm not absolved. Like, that's not why the Mets lost. It wasn't just because they're unlucky, but luck, bad luck was a part of it.
Well, here's the thing, too. Now, let's say that the Mets had their pitching injuries earlier. Let's say Manaea was healthy, and then rather than starting not healthy, or Senga went down earlier, or whatever.
Do more at the deadline?
Yes, but maybe you would have also gotten more of the young kids. You know, who knows? If you have five more starts from McClain, maybe they're a playoff team.
Well, you're saying, oh, if Manaea went down sooner, you're saying?
Yeah. So
instead of if he started the season healthy but then went
flip
down.
Flip it, basically.
Yeah, right.
You know, and is that luck? Is that, you know, poorly constructed roster? I don't know. Listen, I liked Winker's energy, and I thought it was pretty good that the Mets brought him back. But part of the reason why they had to do that is because they decided, now this was not Stearns, but years ago they gave a four-year contract to Marte, who outside of his first year with the Mets has pretty much been a damaged physical player since then. So because Marte, for just about 75% of his contract, has been diminished physically, they had to entertain the thought of signing somebody like Winker or doing some other stuff.
And to me, that's not bad luck. However, what I would say, like, do you think David Stearns is bad at his job?
No.
Me neither.
I don't.
Okay, now I know Mets fans are going to disagree with that.
Yeah, I don't think he's bad.
If you go over almost and probably every one of his moves, they all came up X.
Yep.
There is an element to bad luck with that. Whereas bring Mania back. Okay, some people wanted them back. Some people didn't. Actually, they got them much cheaper than I thought. X. Okay, Frankie Montas. We all hated that one. So, like, double X for that one. That was on him.
That
wasn't bad luck. The other ones, whether it is Jose Siri, and you can say you don't like it, but, like, at the very least, Siri was supposed to be a good defensive player in center field. Shore up an area that they needed defense in center. Didn't work out. Like, Stearns wasn't expecting him to be Mickey Mantle out
there. He was basically Grisham. He was a 185, 190 hitter.
Yeah.
Now, he runs more than Grisham, but, you know, I mean, it's not that.
Be a threat with some power. Yeah. Like, that total bust.
Yeah.
Vientos going sideways, bust. Like, that's...
Although, is that one on Mendoza? When you're young player, I'm asking. No, I'm saying, is that on Mendoza? Like, when a young player regresses, where's the buck stop? Is it
saying,
the player? Is
like
it the manager?
That happening accentuates the other ones, and then it's a culmination of all these moves. Now, again, there's different variations of it. Vientos was here. Some of the other moves are free agency. Helsley, we could talk about the trade deadline. Like
Mullins was having a brutal season with Baltimore, and they still said, and he still said, that's a guy that I want. That was a massive bet. That's not unluck. That's just a bad move.
Correct. But even with that, Mullins was still better than what he did with the Mets.
I mean, at one point, it was like 0 for 27. Remember that? He had that little blue pit.
Total bust. To a point where we didn't want him, but they were like, all right, well, whatever. He's fine. Helsley, same thing. You're going to tell me that's... Now, maybe it's a combination of a little bit of bad luck. Maybe there was something to it where Helsley was tipping his pitches and the Mets didn't properly scout him or evaluate him. Like, they definitely deserve blame. But when you miss on almost every single move and you're not a bad GM, like, he's not a bad GM. He had great success with Milwaukee, and it's only year two here. He had a good, successful first season. I do think that there is an element of luck that you have to factor in. Okay, well, why did we get here? How did this bad luck happen? Which was luck? Which was bad decisions?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Deciphering what was bad luck versus not.
I just think the most important next step for him is that he's got to evolve. And that's, I'm not sure, you know, you kind of are who you are. You come up in a business and you subscribe to certain things, and he cut his teeth, even though he's a Mets fan, he cut his teeth doing things a certain way in Milwaukee, and, you know, is that going to fly here? Well, it didn't this year. It did for the most part a year ago. So, you know, kind of like Mendoza, and then year three, let's split the difference, see if you belong here.
Mark is in Oceanside. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. I got to fight with you both a little bit. David Stearns, you have both graded with an F. This is the moral equality of having a surgeon do...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Bust up your right knee on the surgery and going back to him for surgery on your left knee. The guy has shown New York is not for him. Just like players show when they come to New York, can you make it here? You may have hit 280 with 26 homers and 90 RBIs somewhere else, but if you come here and you flop on your face, New York's too big for you. New York is way too big for this guy, David Stearns.
Mark, what are you basing that off? He's been here for two years.
I'm going to answer you, Sal. Number one, there's no other executive in baseball, none, who would sign Frankie Montas 2 years for $34 million. None. Nobody wants this guy. I wouldn't have wanted him 2 years for $12
million. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was a bad one. Stearns got free advice on a house for that one. We tried. We tried to help him. He wanted no part of that.
Okay.
And he was wrong, and we were right. But that's one. Go ahead.
And it's not by chance that he brought in 9 or 10 players, and they're all failures. Just by dumb luck.
Was Griffin Canning a failure?
Griffin Canning was, if you look at it, it is a failure.
No,
yeah.
he was actually
that's
a revelation.
Not fair.
He was actually
he was
a revelation
well.
Before
yeah.
he got hurt.
He
now,
was pitching well.
Was he going to keep up with that? Who knows? But at least he did make something of nothing. Again, that's bargain bin shopping. But let's not make it like, you know, that's on stir. Like that's
what's
a little bit of bad
luck. Signature move, Sal? I'll go the other way. What's his signature move?
Well, look,
this year.
Well, this year there wasn't one.
Okay, doesn't that tell you a lot?
Yeah, he missed on everything this year. Like that, I would bet that he never has a year as bad as this one again.
Yeah, if you hit 120 with three homers and 9 RBIs and 200 at bats, yeah, it's hard to be that bad again.
You think
but
about
is he up to the task?
Yes, I
of
think
building a championship
here.
Team.
Think about it this way too, Mark, and thank you for the call. You have to be fair to Stern. I'm not trying to be a Stern's apologist. He's been a disaster. However, you keep saying this, BT, and it's dead on. Like he came in and inherited a team that 2 years prior to his arrival won 101 games and believed that the 2023 season was the outlier. He came in part because the general manager got tossed aside because he did something that most general managers do but got called out for it with the fake IL and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is not a normal circumstance. And then he took that team over and was trying to evaluate it. And in that evaluation year where he's not going to go crazy making big moves one way or another, they got to the NLCS kind of out of nowhere. Now the expectations were raised, and obviously it was a disaster every which way you put it, but how can you say that Stearns is a bust when he doesn't even really have the time to put his imprint on this team?
Look at the Knicks, and look at every single player on the Knicks. Leon Rose brought in every single player on the Knicks, so it's officially Leon Rose's team. Fingerprints, all 10 of them on the entire roster. Didn't bring in Pete, didn't bring in McNeil, didn't bring in Lindor, didn't bring in D'Antos, didn't bring in Beatty, didn't bring in Alvarez, didn't bring in Nimmo, didn't do Soto because that was Cohen, didn't bring in Diaz. You have to at least factor that in the conversation. Now, Mark, you're a great caller. You're usually very rational and reasonable. I appreciate you stepping out of character because I could tell that that matters that much to you. We respectfully disagree. But here's the thing. He's got one more year to prove that either we're wrong or you're wrong. Because after that, if we see it, that if it's my team and next year is this year, he's out on his ass.
But the one thing that I would say is, I wouldn't do that. Now, it depends how next year plays out. But also, like, it's going to take a lot for him to get rid of, let's say, Nimmo or Lindor. I don't know if he wants to. Even if he does, it's not just like, okay, dump this guy. Like, those are significant moves
yep.
that will then free up not only money that he could spend, but also utilize players that he may want to put in those positions. He inherited a team with a lot of money that yep. was already taken up.
With shortcomings attached to that money, too.
Bingo.
Nobody's perfect.
I would.
Nimmo can't throw. Lindor's inconsistent. Pete's not a good first. Like, there
Correct.
Were inherited items that had a lot of things going for him, but were far from perfect players, and none of it really proven that they were big-time winners.
And maybe not the type of players that he wants. Stearns values athleticism, defense, and that's the team that I want to see built. I'm tired of the star power and the offense. Like, one, yes.
Yeah,
you
two, three-hitter.
Whatever.
Yeah, I know.
That's
like Soto.
And then build a team around one or two studs in that lineup. That's what I would
do.
Well,
think about this. I know it's late, but think about this. This is important. If you look at the Mets and you're dissatisfied with who they are and you throw it all on Stearns for reasons that we just said, we believe that you're wrong, and we just documented why many of these players were here before him. However, if you don't think Stearns has any value, all right, you have to at least look at the Brewers. Do you think he was in those organizational meetings with most of those players that they drafted? Think about that. That is a fast team that runs, mm-hmm. that play. Exactly the team that Sal just described. The team that Sal wants is the team that Stearns helped build in Milwaukee.
Correct.
Who, by the way, is terrific.
Correct.
Now, they might not win the World Series. Who the heck knows? But he there's evidence that that's
the foundation.
Why when you ask me, yes.
That's
yes.
the foundation.
Yeah.
Now, what should happen is the perfect combination of what he built in Milwaukee with that type of foundation, speed, defense, ball players, not giving away outs, with the ability
to... The checkbook.
Yes.
Now you should destroy
to
people.
To either retain your guys yep. or go get the complimentary piece,
yeah.
Juan Soto,
yep.
to take it over the top the way that the Brewers can't do because of their pocket.
I'm with you, no doubt.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.